The drug hydroxychloroquine has been getting a lot of attention, not least because President Trump said he was taking it. This drug inhibits the coronavirus in cells in the lab, and so there was hope it might do the same in people. Well, now a scientific study with more than 800 participants has failed to show the drug has any benefit for preventing COVID-19 infection. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Much of the debate about hydroxychloroquine has swirled around whether the drug was any good for treating patients hospitalized with COVID-19. But Dr. Radha Rajasingham and her colleagues at the University of Minnesota wanted to ask a different question. Could hydroxychloroquine prevent disease in someone who'd been exposed to COVID-19 but wasn't yet sick? So they divided 821 people who'd been exposed into two groups. One got a 5-day course of the drug and the other a placebo, and looked to see how many in each group came down with the disease. They did see a reduction in the group taking the drug, but it was extremely modest.
So the absolute risk reduction in this study was 2.4%.
And not only was it modest, it was not statistically significant.
Even if it was statistically significant, which it was not, we do have to think about what is meaningful clinically.
Rajasingham says a 2.4% risk reduction probably isn't worth the risk of side effects.
About 40% of people reported side effects. They were mild side effects.
But there are more serious side effects, including heart problems known to be associated with hydroxychloroquine. Rajasingham's study appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. There's another much larger study of hydroxychloroquine underway for preventing COVID-19. Mario Castro is a pulmonologist at the University of Kansas and an investigator in that study, known by the acronym HERO. He says HERO differs from the Rajasingham study in three ways. First, it only looks at healthcare workers exposed to COVID-19 patients.
The second is the treatment in HERO is for 30 days.
And the third is it uses a lower dose of the drug. Castro says even a small benefit like the one Rajasingham study found might be valuable if they find it.
It's like everything we do in medicine. It's all balancing the benefits and the potential risk.
The HERO study should provide more information about just how big those risks and benefits are. Joe Palca, NPR News.